This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I know, I said I'd come to the end of my fascination with Dolly Parton, but apparently I have not. One of the things that fascinates me about Dolly Parton is that I think she's so underestimated. Of course, she's a superstar and celebrated, but I think that people don't appreciate how thoughtful, strategic, and far-sighted she has been during her decades-long career and in all of her accomplishments. Among other things, I so admire her absolute clarity in her sense of herself and what she wants, and her supreme command of herself in her public presentation. From what I've observed, she's very skillful at turning interviews the way she wants and maintaining a certain playful image in the public eye. I wish that over the years, interviewers had asked her more thoughtful questions and pressed her to speak more revealingly about her ideas and aspirations. For instance, I was very struck by one fleeting moment in an interview she did with Barbara Walters way back in 1977 when Dolly Parton was just 31 on the Barbara Walters Special TV show. Dolly Parton is looking as she always does, with a big blonde wig, a bright turquoise outfit, a big turquoise rose in her hair, lots of makeup. Barbara Walters literally asks her if she gives her measurements. And here's part of the conversation where Dolly Parton is describing her attitude towards show business.
I know exactly what I'm doing, and I can change it at any time. Or I make more jokes about myself than anybody. Because I enjoy it. I know, like I say, I am sure of myself as a person. I'm sure of my talent. And to me, and I'm sure of my love and for life and that sort of thing, I'm very content. I like the kind of person that I am. So I can afford to piddle around and doodiddle around with makeups and clothes and stuff because I am secure with myself.
When you talk to me, and we've talked a little bit today, do you feel that we're very different?
Not so much, because I feel we came from different places, different backgrounds.
Sure did.
But I really can relate to you in many ways, probably more than you might relate to me. But
no, I felt the same thing. I mean, I think that if people took the two of us together, we are very different women, and yet I relate to you very easily.
Instead of just agreeing with Dolly Parton in kind of a condescending way, I wish Barbara Walters had asked, "And why, Dolly Parton, do you think you do relate to me more than I relate to you?" I'm sure that's true. I'm sure that Dolly Parton did relate to Barbara Walters more than Barbara Walters could relate to Dolly Parton. And I think it speaks to Dolly Parton's genius. And I suspect that Dolly Parton's answer would have given us a great insight into her perspective. The lesson is familiar. We shouldn't take people at face value. We shouldn't underestimate people just because they look and talk in a way that's different from us. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.